Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
June Devers, you join us in the middle of an argument between the three of us where my character is being ripped apart by my esteemed colleague and my esteemed producer.
I just wish, June Devers, that we were recording right there. For some reason, don't ask me how, we've all just had a massive go at each other on Zoom. Even Ben's got his two pennies. I need to also apologise. I've been a bit horrible to Ben of late. I don't realise until I listen back to the episodes. And
you did text me worrying about, have I been a bit mean to Ben?
Yeah, I know.
I said, no, it's fine.
You did, because I was...
I said, one of the things we love about Ben is his thick skin.
We're laughing because that's not true. But yeah, basically, we've just had a massive argument. But Ben, I have to say, I am on your side for this one. Are we all friends?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to start?
Yep.
Say love you, Ben.
I love you, Ben.
Say love you, Jordan.
I love you, Jordan.
Love you, Ben. Love you, William. Ben. Love you, William. Love you, Jordan. And welcome to Held by Sex and My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you tell someone that you don't talk about politics? We don't do politics, do we, William?
Just office politics.
Just office politics, but we don't do politics. What do you do about the negative Nelly at work? Oh, there's always one. Come in every Monday with a face like a bulldog licking piss off a thistle. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more white tie, you're more open fly. It's quite a clever one, that. Possibly I came up with it, possibly someone sent it to me. I can't find the message if they did send it to me, so whoever said that, if it was not me, credit to you. Write in and we'll credit you next week. We'll do a little correction like they were doing in a newspaper.
Thank you. We're all recording from home. At some point, I might go a bit echoey. That's probably because I might decide to record in my bathroom, in my bedroom, in the kitchen.
Something we should... A little technical peek behind the curtain here. When that episode a few weeks ago where you were echoey for a 10-minute chunk, we have since discovered that actually with a flick of another button, we could have actually reversed that and not had an echoey portion of that episode.
And this is why we get on at Producer Ben, because he has one job.
No, in Producer Ben's defence, that was a button that you could have flicked.
Nope, he's the technical guy. Oh, I just realised, Jordan, you could have just pressed one button. It was left click, control, alt, 3, and it would have all been fine. Cheers, Ben. So, yeah. No, we're being... Right, okay, we're being nice to Ben. I realised...
And do you know what? We're going to be so nice to Ben, I'm going to suggest something, predominantly because we don't have anything written in the script. Why don't we toast Producer Ben to make up for it? No, Jordan's just spat out his drink. Not a good idea?
Do you know what? Have we never... Have we...
Oh, apparently we have, but I can't remember it.
Are we 5 series in and we've never toasted Ben?
No.
Okay.
If we toast him now, do you think he'll shut up and not be mean to us for the next couple of weeks?
Let's do it. I can't believe we're doing this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please raise your glasses. Bring the D to your lips. Producer Ben.
Producer Ben.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want our help with anything that is going to come up in this podcast or future podcasts, then you can tweet us at sextedmyboss, or you can send your tales of trepidation to help at sextedmyboss.com. You can write to me, and I will promise you a handwritten reply on my own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website sextedmyboss.com. Jordan, we need to talk about something that you posted on your Twitter, and also, I think, on your Instagram. You wet the bed this week.
Right, let me explain. I didn't wet the bed.
Put your phone down and then try and explain.
I'm sorry, we're just sorting some out for a stag do. Right, let me explain. I didn't piss...
You're sorry, no, you don't sort something out for a stag do. This is a professional commitment we have here, Mr. North. Put your phone the other side of the room. You don't need it until we get our Lee's joke of the week, and then you can pick it back up.
Oh shit, I've not even got the joke of the week sorted yet. Right, I didn't wet the bed. On Wednesday, we had torrential rain here in North London. So much so that me and William were recording an episode of Desert Island Dicks.
Not the sort of podcast I thought it was, but we had to.
So we're literally on this podcast for an hour, and the rain is so heavy, so torrential, we're talking about it on the podcast. I'm going, oh, bloody hell, can you hear that rain? It's persisting it down out there. It's absolutely... I've never seen rain like it. Then after the podcast, I go upstairs, have a drink, and I'm watching my Hillary Clinton documentary.
Wow.
It's very good. The poor woman was...
Well, what's that on?
I know we're not doing politics, but that poor woman has been vilified her whole life. But it's on the new Sky Documentaries, new channel.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so I watched two of them. So this is like 3 hours of torrential rain. Yeah. And then I think, I'll go to bed. And I even closed the skylight in my living room. Because the rain was coming in. I get to bed, right? And it looks like the whole of my... Oops, because my room's got two tiers. So the upstairs of my room...
It's like a cake.
Looks like it's been through a...
You can tell you haven't been on the radio this week because this link's gone on more than 30 seconds.
So I basically left the skyline open in my room and it's saturated, absolutely saturated. My bed, my clothes that are on my... I've got like a hanging rail. My carpet stinks of wet dog. My mattress is still wet. I've spent the past two pissing nights on the sofa. I feel like I've fallen out with my wife. I'm not even married. Unless you're the guy that's coming around to fix my wardrobe. Somebody messaged me on Insta saying, try bicarbonate soda, but...
What? That's not going to dry it.
Apparently that gets rid of the smell.
Yeah, it gets rid of the smell, but it won't dry it. You also then on your Instagram posted a photo of you using like a fan that you would use in the summer to dry it. When I said, just use your hair dryer.
Yeah, use the fan.
A fan doesn't produce heat.
Well, he was waiting outside and I said, can you come and dry this?
Bum bum. Your only fan.
No, that's my only fans. That's another side project. So yeah,
dressing gown boy.
I think it's probably the most Jordan North thing that could happen. Oh, my bed! Like I'm gonna. And do you know
what? So what did you? You slept on the sofa.
Yeah, and do you know what's?
Do you have a very long sofa?
Not really. Do you know what's really annoyed me? We got rid of a perfectly good mattress last week as well. We sent the tip man came to get it and I could have just used that. And this one now stinks like damp cloth.
Is it still not dry?
No. and I stood on it the other day to close the skylight. And when I stood on it, water dripped out from the bottom because the pressure of me had squeezed more water out. So I'm going to have to get a new mattress. And as you know, they don't come cheap. Really couldn't do with that right now.
It's a shame, really, last week you didn't accept my invitation to be in the social bubble. Because you could have come over here.
Oh, but William.
No, it's fine.
Is that invitation still open?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
But on good news, right, Mattressgate and... And that was another thing. I've realised it's...
Or Watergate, I suppose you could call it.
I realised it's called a Sky...
Light.
I've been calling it a skyline all my life.
No, skyline is what you see when you sort of walk out into Canary Wharf or that sort of thing. That's the view in front of you.
Anyway, positive. I finished my show last week, right? And I go and meet my mate for a little walk around the park. The idea was we're going to go to the shop and get some beers in. And then we walk past this little Chinese restaurant and he's selling pints for £5 takeaway. We got two each and I went back.
Isn't
and
that quite, even I know that's quite expensive.
No, that's that? Quite, that's reasonable for a pint in London, a fiver. Yeah.
How much would it normally be?
Nearly £6, I reckon, now.
Well, it's a pound less. I mean, it's...
What?
It's hardly a bargain.
Yeah, it was a bargain. Absolute bargain. We were so giddy as well. So when I got the pint, I couldn't actually get to the park. We had to sit on a step and I drunk it. And I had this pint. I took a big sip of it. And it's the first draft pint I've had since all this happened. And I was like this. I went... And I don't say this easily. And I've put a lot of thought into it. Okay.
I doubt that.
It was genuinely the best pint of my life.
It's sad that you even have best pints of your life. I think that says quite a lot about your life.
How is it?
Judging it? I mean, it's just drink.
No.
If I went, oh, that was the best glass of water I've had all my life.
Yeah, but that's water.
To be fair, the best gin and tonic I ever had in
there
my
you
life
go
was possibly my third gin and tonic. Where I was in Soho with my friend Jonathan.
Of course you were.
And I hadn't eaten all day. And at 4:45, I had the gin and tonic. I was a third, maybe a half of the way down, and I was as drunk as a skunk. And Jonathan had to order a lot of bread for me in order to sober me up. And we went around Soho. I can seem to remember we went into a bar with lots of Barbie dolls on the ceiling. That's my only memory of that time. But that wasn't so much the drink, that was more the experience than the company.
My best pint, like, there's so many. I remember when my dad took me...
Well, No, by definition, there can't be so many best pints.
No, I've got a top...
Best is a superlative adjective. So you either have one best pint, or you have better pints.
I've got a top five. I remember when my dad took me for my first pint.
Age 12?
No, I was 15, actually, so...
Well, it's still illegal.
It was in the Coach and Horses in Burnley. Let me have a pint of Guinness before the match.
Gosh, who are you playing? Who were Burnley playing?
I think it might have been Reading, but I might be making that up. But I remember having two before the match and being shit-faced.
Yeah, I was once doing some filming in Reading and they put me in a hotel, which generally as you walked in said, "Welcome to Reading's second best hotel."
Like, it'd be all right if you went, "New York's second best hotel." You'd be like, "Well, fair one, I've done all right here."
Yeah, but with all due respect to Reading... I mean, it's not New York.
Anyway, that's my week. Mattresses, pints, and whatever. What's crap with you? What's been up with you?
What are you doing? Mikey needs his charger.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not you saying anything, Mikey. Where's my fucking charger? Ooh!
There's currently a northern builder.
Where's my charger? William, hurry up with your pissing podcast. I'm starving. I want some tea. Ooh!
Another thing I've noticed on your social media this week is you tweeted a screenshot of a conversation you, me and the producer were having. In the top left of your photograph, it showed that you had 74 unread WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
74.
Yeah. I'm not in many WhatsApp groups either. I've got a couple of stag do ones that I'm in. So, yeah, it's the...
How does that make you feel?
Anxious.
But if you dealt with them as they came in, I mean, and also what staggers me is that you are a boy that is never off your phone. It's not like you go, "I will go on my phone once an hour." You are constantly on your phone, but yet you can't deal with them. I think I need to be your PA.
Wow.
What we'll do is you, when we next get together, you can hand me your phone. And I will personally go through each of those messages and either respond to them saying, "Thanks, not interested," or "See you next week," or just unread them. That's what I'll do. You'll be comfortable doing that.
I like the idea of a PA, but A, I couldn't afford one. I probably could afford it if Ben was up for it. I could afford his wages. And B, I don't like the idea of PA. I hate people being on my phone.
But why? What's there to see?
I have nothing to hide. I feel like your phone's like your diary, isn't it? You know, I've got all my radio ideas in there, all my...
I'm not interested in those. I mean, neither are the audience, but I'm not interested in those, so we're not...
I don't know. I really don't like the thought of people being on my phone.
I think I'll help. I'll help clear that 74 to zero.
I'll see how many it is now. Let me just go... Oh, right.
Has it risen?
Yeah, I bet you it's up because I've not been replying today. 78 I've got at the moment.
That is disgusting.
Like, I mean, I do. I'm so bad for it. And it's... Oh. Yeah. Oh, Sooty, I've not replied to Sooty. He messed me up 4th
of
May.
You can't reply to Sooty. I mean, I thought she doesn't speak.
Oh, my Auntie Kath. Oh, look at me Auntie Kath. Her picture looks well. Oh.
Is she the one with the smaller swimming pool than your mother?
No, she's got a bigger swimming pool than my mum.
I thought your mother has a bigger swimming pool.
Oh my God, what's that? Right, I wasn't... My mum and dad live in Spain now, and that's the thing. So... Oh, no, no, yeah, you're right. You're right, she has. I feel like I'm talking a lot in this episode. Can you say something now?
Help, I can't get a word in edgeways. It's the title of this episode.
I think it is. I'm not drinking again. I feel like I've talked too... Do I talk too much?
Mm, yes, I think... Jordan, I've got an idea.
Okay.
For our newly launched bonus episode... which may or may not have been the source of the disagreement we were having at the start. Why don't we? If I mean, you've got nothing on at the moment, have you? You're not busy. Ben's not busy either. Let's all meet up. We can now have a socially distanced rendezvous in a park.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Whereas previously you and I would have kept 6 inches between each other in a park, now it's 2 metres.
Oh, I've just clicked on.
Hey, thanks.
Just got you. No, because that's good, because there's actually, I've got a bone to pick with Ben, so we should meet in the park and do this.
Really? What's the bone?
It's to do with his other half.
Oh, right.
Basically, she texted into my show this week, and it was a very passive-aggressive text having a go at us.
You see, this is why I like her. Got something in common.
So I was on air last weekend.
Oh, did you know what to do?
Yes, and I got a text into the studio that said, can I get a shout out for my beautiful boyfriend, Ben? He so made her send this, by the way. He so was there
did
going...
Did he just get her phone and type this?
No, she was typing it, and he was on a lap getting his hair stroked, and he was going, please write beautiful boyfriend, Ben. Can I get a shout out for my beautiful boyfriend, Ben? He needs perking up after a long week of working with two guys who are always hard work and love the sound of their own voices from Kat.
Well, that's quite true this week.
She texted into the show to say that.
And did you read it out?
Did I? No, I didn't. But I think me and Ben should talk about this in person. It's like,
okay.
Yeah, right. Man to man. Can you say that these days? Man to man. Like
human to human.
I actually think us meeting in the park would be a good laugh. I'd love to see you all. I really would.
I'll text you the details after this.
Okay. I feel like I talked too much there. Do you not want to add anything to it? Tell us about you this week, I feel.
I've been quite a boring week. Just looked admiring my lovely new wardrobes, which are marvellous. We've reorganised all our clothing.
Okay, it's time for Jordan's joke of the week. Cockney fella, a Brummie and a Northerner. And they go to the Lake District for the weekend. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's a Cockney fella, a Brummie fella, and a Northerner, and they go to the Lake District for the weekend with their wives. And it gets to Friday, and the wives are making them a big meal.
How heteronormative.
What?
How heteronormative.
They were swapping it in terms. The men were going to make the meal on the Saturday, the wives were going to make the meal on the Friday.
Right.
Okay, right. Just let's make it 2020. So the fellas, all of them, go out on a Friday night and end up getting hammered. Absolutely levered. So they miss the tea, right? And they wake up on Saturday morning and they're all in doghouse. They're all know they're in the shit. So they come down, tails between legs, and none of wife's speaking to them. So they sat around breakfast table and Cockney fella says, "I'll sort this, don't you worry." So he's...
How long is this joke?
No, my dad told me this week.
I don't think I need to turn up next week.
It's old.
We'll just talk about your life, it's fine. I'm going to go off with the boss, I'll sext him.
So Cockney fella says, "Don't worry, I'll sort this." So he looks at his wife and he says, "Will you pass me the sugar?" And she gives him a little smile and brings the sugar over. Gives him a little squeeze on the shoulder. And Brummie fella's like, "Oh, right, I get what you're doing here." Looks at his wife, he says, "Will you pass me the honey?" She gives him a little smile, rolls her eyes and brings honey over. And Northerner's like, "Oh, shit, at least two have done well." So he looks at his wife, he says, "Will you pass me the milk, you cow?"
Oh, well, it was sort of worth it, wasn't it?
Do you want a quick punchy one?
No, not really.
How do you spot a blind man at a nudist beach? It's not hard.
I'm only laughing really because I've had a very strong gin and tonic.
Okay.
Our first problem comes from Danny. Greetings, William and Jordan.
Greetings.
Firstly, I would like to say how much I love the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
However, I need some etiquette help. I have a major crush on a work friend of mine, but I don't know if he's into guys. However, me and my friends, he means my friends and I, have noticed he definitely flirts with me a lot, but not knowing if he likes guys makes it really awkward to judge.
Fucking hell, this is going to be long.
My friends have definitely picked up on the tension between us, but none of us have told him how I feel. What do I do, and how do I go about pursuing this? As we work together, I'm really worried that he will find out and freak. Help. Love you guys so much, and still hunting for Debonnet. Danny."
Oh, Danny, that's a really sweet question. I have been on the end of this in my work. I record a podcast, and the co-host of the podcast...
I'm not a co-host, I'm more a contributor.
The contributor of the podcast often felt that I was giving him certain vibes. No, I'm joking. This is quite tough. I know a few friends that have had this before. And it's the whole, is he, isn't he? It's 2020. You can't go wrong when you offer him out for a drink. Just say, "Let's go for a drink." Make sure you know it's just you and him. Don't say the word date, because that'll freak him out. Get a couple of pints in him and then he'll open up. So to speak.
Fingers crossed.
I didn't mean it like that. I just seen William's face as soon as he said it. Hello. You'll know where it is. So get him out. Nothing wrong when all this is over. Go for a couple of drinks or a socially distanced walk. And see where you're at. And after a few drinks, you'll be able to judge the situation, trust me.
Or you could get one of your female colleagues just to ask him.
No, because he might...
Not would you like to go out on a date with Danny or anything like that, but you could just get the female colleagues to lay a few ground, lay the ground or foundations.
I'll back William up there. Even in the workplace, you can still revert to year five and get your mate to just go up to him and be like, "Danny fancies you. Do you fancy
him?" Well, he wouldn't go up to them. He'd sort of have to do a Zoom call now.
Do you remember in year five where you like you got dumped for holding another girl's hand and your mate would dump them for you?
Really? We were too busy subcontracting our Roman shields to the handyman.
See episode 11 for...
Oh, good knowledge!
Very good.
Can you remember what that episode was called?
Help.
No, neither can I.
Neither can I. Go on.
Our next question is from Tony, and it's Tony with an I, so that's a female Tony.
I don't know.
You what? No, they've also put for Clara Sham a girl on the bottom, so I do know.
Right, crack on.
Dear William and Jordan, thank you for providing laughs during lockdown. It's very much appreciated by my sanity. I have a dilemma. Over the decade of flirtatious friendship and one too many drunken flings, we've decided to get a bit more serious.
Oh, so this is like Danny, but in a couple of years.
However, there's a huge obstacle in the way that I can't seem to get past. We've all been there. We support different football teams, and it's a big deal. I'm Leeds United, and he's Manchester United.
Oh, God.
How can I possibly introduce him to my family?
I was just thinking the same thing, Tony. I was just thinking the same thing.
Who would our children support? Not a chance in hell I'd ever let them step foot in Old Trafford. I'm jumping the gun, but I know this is important. Can we ever be in a serious relationship? Should we remain friends? I'm thinking it's a deal breaker. My loyalty is to my football club. Please help, Tony. Before you do your bit, all I'd say is, Tony, when you die single and alone, look back to this message.
Right, no, Tony, Tony, this is a really serious issue. Some people will say to you, don't be so stupid, it's only football, it's only a game.
Correct.
Those people need slapping in the face. This is a serious issue. My cousin, our Lee, okay, here we go.
Get off the jokes.
Our Lee off of the one that sends me jokes goes out with lovely Joanne.
Actually, side note, with relations other halves in the north, do you call them our? Do you have to be actual blood to be our?
Usually blood, but if you've been married for a few years, I've only just started saying our Kate. My brother's wife.
No, not the Duchess of Cambridge.
No, so our Kate. Anyway, our Lee.
Would you say they're Joanne?
I'd say you're Joanne.
Right. She's not my Joanne.
So if I was talking about your brother back home, I'd say, yes. How are we getting to, I'd say you're James.
Or just James.
Seriously, like, people think it's stupid. I don't know if I've told you this. I once come back, when I lived back home, I once come in, I'd been into town to do some shopping, and I went, I've just seen Brad's in town. And then went, Brad's. I went, yeah, I've just seen Brad's in town. She went, Brad's. I went, Brad's.
Her youngest son.
I went, our Brad's. She went, oh, our Brad's. Why didn't you say? I was like, are you, that's why you've got to say it, seriously. Anyway,
right.
I once said to my uncle, I went, where's Lee? He went, south of Wigan. I went, no, our Lee. He went, oh, he's on his way. Honestly, I promise you that actually happened. I promise you. I said to my uncle Brian, I went, where's Lee? He went, south of Wigan, why? I went, no, our Lee. He went, oh, he's on his way, he's just parking up now. Straight as a die. I don't know if chat some shite, do I? Do I? Anyway, right. Tony, if anyone's still listening to this, then thank you.
If anyone from the south is still listening to this.
Tony.
Look, just no, let me give my advice, Jordan. Let's just give them a break from your tones. I would grow up, to be perfectly honest. It's a football team. Just get over yourself. Or maybe there's... what team are you? I can't remember what you said, but maybe there's a Leeds United dating website that you can only date people that support Leeds United. Mm.
Tony, it is a very serious issue. However...
It's not.
It is, and people will make it out to be some kind of... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Weirdness?
Frippery? They'll make it out...
Triviality?
They'll make it to be trivia. I know many people that go out with people from... rival football clubs. I've got a mate who's a big United fan, and his other half's a Liverpool fan, and his brother's a Liverpool fan, and things like that. So don't worry, you can still go out with each other. You've just got to have a mutual agreement that when your teams play each other, you don't stay in the same house, you separate for a week or so, and when it comes to kids, you let the child decide. That's the only... You've got to let the child decide. You've got to let the child go to Old Trafford and go to Elland Road. And then when the child's about 14, 15, they've got to decide. Okay.
Yeah, and that's true for so many things about the child's decision in future life, not just which...
5th of December, 2014, I think it was, 2016, Preston North End beat us 2-0 at home. Our Lee said to me, I'm not going home to her tonight. Stayed at mine that weekend. Stayed on my sofa. So I'm not going home to her. Giving me... So there you go.
Our final problem, thank heavens, is from Charlotte. Hello, boys. My problem is a bit less etiquette and a bit more personal. I hope that's still all right for you. I'm an old woman these days, 32.
Not old.
Cling on. And having had what I'm going to politely call a rough time in life so far, I'm going through a long, dark time of my soul, and I'm hoping to come out the other side at some point in the nearish future. To put it bluntly, it's me. More accurately, it's me accepting me. Accepting the fact that no matter how many times I look in the mirror, I can't help but be disappointed with what I see. I'm afraid to describe to you what I look like in case, when it comes to it, you'll believe, like I do, that I'm not worthy of any kindness or affection as I am. It's not necessarily the way I look. I do know this. It's who I am. But the way I look currently allows me to tell myself it's at least part down to that I'm undeserving of acceptance I'm trying to give myself. I'm Rubenesque, I've got a buzz cut, and thanks to an unusual bout of illness when I was younger, there is a scar around 40 centimetres long running all the way down my stomach. I've been trying to work on liking myself, or at least being at peace with myself, after some very difficult experiences. But I'm struggling. I want to be able to embrace myself as I am, and I know it'll take time. But I suppose I'm asking for advice from you two about how you've come to accept yourselves as you are. I know we all come into adulthood with our fair share of ideas about who or what we should and shouldn't be, and I'm grateful for you taking the time to read this. Take care, Charlotte. I want to give Charlotte a big hug.
So do I.
Charlotte, if you ever want to come to one of our live shows, please come and tell us who you are, because we just want to give you a hug. Charlotte, I'll be honest, that slightly knocked me. You know, we normally deal with stupid problems, like, you know, people can't get over another football team and that sort of thing. But that's actually deeply moving. And there's a lot going on there. And there really is someone for everybody if you're worried about, you know, some people don't really care about the coupling up thing, others do. If you're worried about that side of things, I would almost stop looking for love, because actually when I stopped looking, it came, as it were. And if a slightly overweight, balding etiquette expert in his 30s can find someone to be in a relationship with, you can too. Because, you know, on paper, I shouldn't really be with anybody. So I wouldn't worry about that side of things. And... most of the things that you feel are a insecurity or something that is not attractive is subjective. And to somebody it might be, to others it's not. But, you know, blonde hair, some people like, dark hair, other people like. It doesn't mean to say that you need to think that is something that people would judge you on. And actually, you could also argue that until you learn to love yourself, no one else will necessarily love you. And there is a lot that you can love. And you've written a very sensitive, intelligent letter to us. And those are two very attractive qualities.
Yeah, definitely. You've articulated that very well, William. And I'm pretty sure that when you look in the mirror, you'll see the worst in yourself. And people will probably tell you this all the time, friends and family. It'll be nowhere as bad as what you think. And I think you probably need to hear that a few more times. And it's never, not a bad thing to hear that, but I'm pretty sure it's nowhere near as bad as what you think.
Charlotte asked how we came to accept who we are. To be perfectly honest, look, you know, I'm fairly comfortable with who I am and have been for a long time. But I can remember at school, up until sort of just before sixth form, you know, you try to pretend you're someone you're not. Obviously, for me, there was my sexuality as well, and you panic that, oh gosh, people won't accept me if I come out like this, or if I have these opinions that I have, or if I like things being nicely polished and well set, that's not the norm. And actually, what I have come to learn is that actually people generally do respect you for having your opinion, as long as obviously you're willing to accept that there are other opinions and you may not be fully correct. But actually, people admire someone that's able to sort of put their head above the parapet and say, yep, this is me, this is what I believe in, I've got an identity, fine if you don't want to believe in that, but I do, and I'd like you to respect that. And since I came to that epiphany, life, by and large, has been fine.
Lovely words, William Hanson. Charlotte, get back in touch with us as well, please. We would love to stay in contact with you, so please get back in touch with us after this episode.
If, like any of our correspondents this week, you would like our help, please go to our website. All the contact details are there, sextedmyboss.com. And obviously don't forget our bonus episode, which is out on Friday, and you can hear all about our socially distanced meetup.
Are you going to go and make Mikey's tea?
No, it's beyond tea time, it's dinner.
Are you going to go and make Mikey's dinner?
I think so.
What's he having? Sausage and mash?
No, we're having chicken burgers tonight.
Oh, proper tea for a grafter, that. Where's me chicken burgers?
What are you having tonight?
I'm having stir fry.
Which one of us has changed?
What? No, it's... Hang on. No, right, I'm not letting us finish on that. It's the...
Stir fry's a bit London.
It's the 2 for £3 from Tesco.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Goodbye, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.